With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Kilmar Rego Garcia has been detained by immigration authorities in Baltimore, but a blanket court order automatically pauses any effort to immediately deport Rego Garcia and other illegal immigrants challenging their detention. Trump administration wants to deport him to Uganda. Federal government asking a Miami judge to pause her order to close the immigration detention center in the Everglades, known as Alligator Alcatraz. Attorneys for the Department of Homeland Security say the closure would disrupt immigration law enforcement. President Trump says he is firing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
In a letter posted on his social media platform, the president said he's removing Cook because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook had said she wouldn't leave her post despite the president previously calling for her to resign. The move is a sharp escalation in his battle to gain greater control over the nation's central bank, which historically has enjoyed political independence. For months, Donald Trump has berated Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing this week the United States will pause working visas to some foreign truck drivers.
Secretary Rubio warned that they're endangering American lives and undercutting the livelihoods of American truckers. That left some in the trucking industry wondering if many drivers would be affected. The short answer is no. The announcement comes as a deadly Florida crash involving a foreign truck driver who was in the U.S. illegally was much publicized. Harjinder Singh was charged with three counts of vehicular homicide.
In an antitrust suit, Elon Musk alleges Apple and OpenAI teaming up to halt competition in the artificial intelligence realm. This is SRN News. Educators in the Lone Star State weigh in on the Ten Commandments.
More than 17,000 people belong to a page on the social media platform Reddit called Texas Teachers, and a lot of them are celebrating a court decision blocking a new law that requires the Decalogue to be posted in every state school. A disturbing number of page members praise the ruling with statements including, quote, thanks Satan, and, quote, hail Satan. Others suggested ways to get around the law if it's upheld, including ways of destroying the commandments posters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ACLU filing suit in Hawaii, arguing the Trump administration unlawfully restricting access to the abortion drug mifepristone. ACLU and other plaintiffs asking a judge to find that the FDA violated the law by restricting the pills without scientific justification. This is SRN News. Wildfires in Northern California and Central Oregon. Eric Perkins is the operations section chief for Oregon's Department of Forestry. Says things there are actually starting to look better in that battle.
We did have some new growth yesterday, but caught it relatively early. We had a couple spots where on the north end of the fire and on the west end of the fire where we did have new fire growth, but we were able to get dozers and hand crews around it and using the aircraft and kept it relatively small, have it all hemmed in today. Feel pretty good about it. We are starting to get the upper hand on this.
Thousands of homes in Northern California under evacuation orders and warnings, though things have started to quiet down just a bit. Firefighters able to cut containment lines and continue to suppress fires in some residential regions. More details at srnnews.com.